The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey, Albin.
Hey, Eric.
We're on.
You're on. Uh-oh.
I didn't put a tie on today because it's radio.
Okay. Listen, I overdressed, by the way. It's freezing here.
We've got a very special guest coming up. We're challenging the system. We're speaking truth to power. We're going to have Mike Lindell on this program. Ladies and gentlemen, do you understand what I'm trying to tell you, Mike Lindell? No. Not the cardboard cutout behind me if you're watching the video. No. The multi-dimensional, living, breathing, ranting, pillow inventing, towel inventing friend of mine, Mike Lindell. I can't wait.
Can I just say this? He is the instigator of the great American pillow fight. Okay.
That's good, Albin. Yeah. That's good. Let's write this down.
Okay.
pillow fight.
Okay. Is this dress rehearsal or is this the actual show? I'm not really sure.
Fortunately, this is it. This is as good as it gets.
What you pay for, folks.
There's so much to talk about we're always talking about My Pillow and we're talking about sign up for the newsletter and stuff because a lot of people haven't done that. Oh, shame on you. Mm. Go to ericmetaxas.com, sign up for the newsletter because I'm sending out stuff now almost every day. We used to do it once a week. Almost every day, there's an excerpt from my book, Fish Out of Water. Folks, this is free excerpts. So you can read it and you can say, I don't like this. I don't want the book, or you might read it and say, like, I don't like it that much, but maybe Uncle Jimmy would be interested.
Or you could piece them all together and have your own free book after about 300 days.
It's kind of true. In hour two today, we're talking to Bill Cook with the Black Robe Regiment, the Black Robe Regiment. I've been doing so much media around my book Fish Out of Water that I don't know. Am I on my own show right now, or is this another show?
Well, this is Diamond and Silk, by the way.
Diamond and Silk today, buddy. Wow. Diamond and Silk, it's happening.
I was Diamond and you were Silk. No.
Yeah, you are Diamond and I'm Silk. Actually, you want to know something? I think I've said this before. The word metaxas means the silker, like the person who trades in silk, the silk merchant or the person who makes silk. So probably, 400 or 500 years ago, I had family that was in the silk trade in Constantinople. In any event, so I'm Silk, you're Diamond. But I do want to say that Mike Lindell has big news in the next hour the next few minutes. And I'm not kidding you, Albin. You don't even know about this.
I actually do because I watched the segment, a little bit of Newsmax when they allowed him back on and he said something, but we're going to leave it, I guess, as a surprise.
All right. Well, anyway. Okay. Also yesterday I was in touch with China Phillips. She was one of the singers of Wilson Phillips, the girl group in the 90s. I hope you did. But she's the daughter of John Phillips of the Mamas and the Papas. What's her mother? Her mother was so beautiful.
Michelle
Phillips, of course. Yeah. So oh, she was oh, Michelle goodness. Phillips and John Phillips who passed away.
And John Phillips, oops.
And the half-sister of, I'm not going to go into this whole thing, but the point is China is married to Stephen Baldwin's brother, Billy Baldwin. And China is a wonderful Christian, and I want to have her on this program very soon to talk to give her story, because a lot of people don't know that she is very serious about her faith. So we're going to be talking to her. We've got a lot of crazy guests coming up. I don't even know where to begin. But there were a couple of things, Alban, that you wanted to mention that we have not been mentioning recently. If people want to get the hat you're wearing.
Yes, exactly. This is it.
Yeah, feel free. It's a radio program. You could talk.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The hat and the T-shirts and the mugs. Okay. Three things: hats, T-shirts, mugs. You want to support the show, get the hats, T-shirts, and mugs, and tell all your friends that you love the show and they should get the hats, T-shirts, and mugs, even if they don't know who Eric Metaxas is.
Well, we just used to sell them and then we stopped for a while, but we were persuaded that we should put them back on. So where do people go for that? That's our website, MetaxasTalk.com.
Well, no, they should go to shopmetaxas.com. Just go straight to shop.
But they can find it at MetaxasTalk.com.
I was looking on our radio website and I wasn't finding it there. That's why you got to
go to
shop.
Okay, how pathetic is that? We're on the air now and you're admitting that the people in Dallas, I'm not going to mention their names specifically, but they're so pathetic that on our radio website, they didn't put this. I don't want to even know that. We'll edit this out, of course. Okay. But seriously, the other thing to say is, and I will talk to Mike Lindell about this, but I was talking to him yesterday on the phone about how he has been attacked by more stores than the ones that I mentioned. Right. We mentioned Kohl's, we mentioned Med Bath and Beyond, we mentioned Wayfair, and we mentioned HEB stores. And I want to say again, ladies and gentlemen, this is un-American. And the idea that he would be ostracized in this way, but this is part of a pattern, right?
Yeah.
And you'll notice that Trump is out of office and the woke nuts on the left who not only, you know, don't understand what America's all about, but seem actively to be working against our foundational principles. They are attacking people now for suggesting that the election wasn't on the up and up, or asking that we could look into it or get information. Like, you're being attacked now, even though he's out of office. Yeah. And I read, there was an article yesterday. People should know this because I, at some point I will talk about it more, but my book, my Fish Out of Water book, a bunch of woke Christians have put my name on the petition with Josh Hawley that both of our books should be banned. And I thought, what a badge of honor that my utterly anodyne, neutral, sweet childhood story should be banned, because I've had the temerity suggest our elections should be transparent. And yes, the temerity to suggest that they weren't in this last little bit here. It's nuts. Okay. I have to say, I was not on Tucker the other night. I'm still supposed to be on Tucker. I don't know when. I'm going to be on Newsmax tonight at 10:15 PM Eastern time. So that's kind of late. I will be on Diamond and Silk. I was on Charlie Kirk. I was on Dinesh D'Souza. I've just been doing all these different podcasts and I've lost track. And today I've got a whole bunch. I will be with Dennis Prager.
Oh, yeah.
Today on his program. That's, I think, 1 p.m. Eastern time. So whatever, obviously 10 a.m. Is he on in the morning? I don't know. Anyway,
he's on the West Coast. He's from the West Coast. So,
well, and yes, I knew that. I wanted to know when he's going to be on or when his show is on, because I don't listen to radio. But so a lot of stuff happening. But we do want to remind you, please sign up for the newsletter, because there's just stuff that we can't communicate any other way. And maybe the most important thing is, because the tech oligarchs have come against me so hard, I can hardly put out anything on Facebook. I have to be very careful what we put out on YouTube, because they seem to, you know, get upset if you post anything suggesting that perhaps the election wasn't on the up and up. And, you know, that's a problem for me, because I don't believe that it was on the up and up. And I think that the American people deserve to know that every vote is counted. So please, you know, if you can retweet my tweets or support me on Facebook by sharing what I share, that kind of stuff. I'm also on Gab, on Instagram, and obviously on YouTube. our numbers went way down because that's I don't want to go into that. But so listen, I trust God in all things, and I'm very, very grateful to have the platforms we do. When we come back, folks, get ready. Yo, yeah, it's Mike Lindell coming to life. Ladies and gentlemen, I tried to get Mike Lindell, and I'm very sorry to say that I succeeded. Here's my friend, Mike Lindell. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, Eric. I'm doing great.
Listen, Mike, there are people in my audience who they're kind of secular, so we're going to need you to take off that cross, okay, brother, if you don't mind.
Well, here, I'll put it closer to the camera. I'll pray for them.
People don't know that your story. I love your story that some Canadian program like years ago said, we want you to take off the cross. And you said, no, I will not take it off. Listen, my friend, you're very entertaining to me, and it's always hard for me to get down to the brass tacks. You, first of all, I want to deal with the fact that the other day on Newsmax, the anchor kind of went a little crazy and cut you off. Newsmax is a great station. But that doesn't mean that everybody who works there is on the same page as we are. And the guy, I don't even know his name, but he obviously was agitated. What the heck happened?
Well, Newsmax is like all these other places that have been cancel culture there too, or suppressed because of the threat of Dominion. Dominion went out and said, oh, we're going to sue. And it's scaring them into doing something against their beliefs. And we got Newsmax sent a thing where I couldn't, don't talk about the machines, which is my, well, then they asked me, I didn't get the memo, right? So I didn't get it. I got off my plane, quick went and did it. Well, they asked me, why did they cancel your Twitter account? Well, my whole 2 month fight here has been because of the Dominion machines and Smartmatic, and I have all the evidence on them. And as soon as I said that, it was like they just asked me not to say it, but I didn't get the memo, right?
Well, let me ask you, when you say things, Mike, because you got to try to understand how people see you, right? They see you as that guy. You're that My Pillow guy. And when you say something like, I have the evidence, most people are thinking, yeah, right, you've got the evidence, You need to show the evidence because this is ridiculous. Everybody for months, whether it's Sidney Powell or people, they've been saying this. Tucker Carlson said, I told her to come on this program, whatever, and they got in a brouhaha and she didn't come on. And you keep thinking, look, it doesn't look good if you keep saying we've got the evidence and then the president's inaugurated. And, so when you say we've got the evidence, people are automatically, as you know, profoundly skeptical. There are people, they would bet their lives that this election was 100% correct. So when you say, I've got the evidence, most people will scoff. What do you say to help people believe that you actually do have evidence? What kind of evidence, and who's going to see the evidence, and what's supposed to happen?
Okay. Well, first of all, you got to realize that since November 4th, I've been doing my own investigation. I helped everyone out that was out there doing investigations. And the new evidence, the piece, the smoking gun, so to speak, that's like inside cyberspace, it's cyber forensics, that came out on January 9th is when I seen this this piece of evidence on the internet. And it was taken down right away. Well, they reached out to me, and I researched it. I had cyber forensics. I got my own expert. I go, wow, this is it. So everybody knows, and I tried to get it to the president, as you all know. This has been going on for a month. But here's what I'm going to tell you. So Mike Lindell risks everything he has on this planet, everything, my family, everything's been attacked. Obviously, they know I have something, correct? Well, I'll tell you what, everyone out there, and people are going, Mike, when are you going to show it? Well, guess what? Tomorrow's the day. It's called all the evidence is put into a documentary called Absolute Proof. And when anybody watches this, you are going to go 100%. I don't care if you're a Democrat, Republican. I don't care if put it this way, Eric, 9 Supreme Court justices are going to see this in their homes. They're going to watch this. They're going to go, wow. And I'm going to go. And I say to them, now, what are you guys going to do? You're going to protect our country. There's no precedence for this. What are you going to do? We all know it's like this coffee cup is white. You know, if that's fraud, every one of them is going to have to say it's fraud. This is how blatant it is. This is how we know who did it, the time they did it, the timestamp. We know which country did it. We know the IP address.
Okay, I got a bunch of follow-up questions. Number one, you said tomorrow. That's February 5th, Friday. This documentary is going to be released. It's called Absolute Proof. How can people see this film?
Well, what you're going to do tomorrow, there's a bunch of different ways, but I'll give you the easiest one. We'll go to MichaelJLindell.com. Go to you Google my name. And the reason I went with that is because everybody's hitting that spot, and I have firewalls where they're not going to be able to take it down. So,
MichaelJLindell.com.
Right. And you can do that. Or you can Google, my name, and it comes up right away. But also we're going to have it on all different, every radio station in the country that we're going to have, directing them to that site. And you'll be able to watch it on all these other sites, YouTube, Vizio, Gab TV. I mean, we're going to have all these sites, but they're going to be taken down. We know on a lot of them, right? And so the safest place.
Gab TV?
It's Gab. It's TV Gab or something like that.
Okay, Gab TV, Vimeo, YouTube. So yeah, I would assume that YouTube would take this down like instantly. That they have taken down our videos of you and me even discussing this. We won't even post this on YouTube because they've threatened us that they'll take everything down if we talk about this, which is very American of them. That's Franklin.
There's going to be word of mouth's going to travel. There's other places we're going to have it. But we're also, if you go to OAN, they're going to have it. So OAN's going to have it. We don't know how much, if we're going to run it in a continuous loop is what we like to do. They're looking at it to see how powerful it is right now. Once they see it, they're going to go, we're running this nonstop.
These are the obvious questions, because I'm friends with a lot of people that are hostile to this narrative. They're going to say, why wouldn't the president of the United States, most powerful man in the world with endless funds and connections, you're a pillow entrepreneur. Why wouldn't the president and other people have done this? It doesn't make sense.
Well, a lot of it came in late, and a lot of the people that approached me, because there's different ones, there's about 3 different groups of these government insiders that had this, and they were all getting suppressed. I mean, it was like they couldn't get it out there, so they couldn't get it to the people, or they would get blocked. I mean, this is I look back, I go, this is just incredible. Everybody knew about this, and it would get blocked. And, you know, like this, like ever all the other evidence out there, Eric, for that matter.
Let me ask you more stuff. In other words, you're saying this, we're not talking about dead people voting. We're not talking about illegal aliens voting. We're talking about computer voting machine fraud. And you said it was somehow people were overseas were messing with this stuff. Is that at the heart of this issue?
Right. I'm going to say I consider it a miracle that I show in the documentary, I show all the dead people stuff and all that. Donald Trump wins every state, even with those, all these 6 states. But if that would have happened, Eric, if we would have said, okay, Donald Trump, you're the winner because we got to take all these dead people off, illegal aliens. Guess what? We would have never had this, what I have right now with these machines, because this is the stuff that would have took humanity away in the American dream forever. It's all going to get exposed now. Here's what we have. This is cyber frenetics. Imagine a footprint inside of cyberspace. Like if I took your computer and I rolled it back to November 3rd, and I took a thing, what was going on there? And if you went, Eric, you sent me an email that day, or you, your computer was tied into mine and you opened mine up like remotely, which they can do now. We have a footprint of that. So I'll give an example. let's say there's one line, and there's thousands of these. Let's say you want to know 1103 or 11-3 at 9 a.m. on 11-3, okay, the day of the election. Now you see, you'll see the IP address it came from, the attacker. Let's say it's China. Let's say it's China, called ChinaNet or ChinaNet or whatever it's called. So you have the IP of the where it came from. You have the ID of the computer it came from in China. You have you have the server ID. All the servers for these were overseas. So here it comes. It comes over to the United States. Let's say it goes into Fulton County. You have the IP address of where it's going into. You have the ID of the computer. You have that. You have now. You have if it broke the firewall in the attack, or if somebody let it in, it shows if the attack was successful. It shows if they re-attacked. Then it shows it getting through. It shows how many votes was stolen or flipped. And everyone, by the way, of course, everyone was Donald Trump lost. You know. Lost,
all right, now I have some questions within this. You're saying that China, and of course this doesn't surprise me, but that China was involved in this. Now, hang on. Actually, we're going to go to a break, but I want to follow up with you on some of this stuff, Mike.
Okay.
Listen,
all right.
If this is true, you know, I get very, very excited about this. So hang on, folks. We'll be back. Folks, I'm talking to Mike Lindell of MyPillow. Incidentally, Mike, you know what? I got to get in a plug for my sponsor, so hang on a second. Folks, go to MyPillow.com or MyStore.com. You can get all my books at MyStore.com. And I think if you use the code ERIC, the money will not go to the Chinese Communist Party. So feel free to go to MyStore.com, MyPillow.com, use the code ERIC. Mike Lindell, if China was involved, okay, that makes some sense to me. But was there a coordination between China and deep state actors in America?
Absolutely. China was 60% of the attack, of the attack, of the actual attack. 60% of this deal was China with these footprint. They had traitors here in the U.S., a lot of them. It was well coordinated. This stuff was set up a long time ago. We've got stuff going all the way back. And it was a takeover. That's what's going on right now. They're taking over. And you can see that all around you.
Who's they? The deep state or the Chinese?
I would say it's the Chinese. I would say it's the communists. Of course they could get deep state with them. You know what I mean? But I know some of the players. I guarantee you that they, you know, that'll all come out when that comes out. That's what it'll manifest to. Right now, we want to get, and I'm going to tell everyone tomorrow, or when this airs, when the documentary comes out, here's what you can do for everybody. Take the link and you get it far and wide. You email it to people. We've got it where the site they're going to watch it on is they cannot break through. They cannot bring it down. So this is going to, everybody's got to see this. Everybody. I don't care if it's your friend that's a Democrat. And you know, Eric, my friends, I have 2,500 employees. About maybe a third of them are Democrats. And they go, what happened? Now they're seeing that they didn't vote for that party. In fact, they're not even the one that voted. China did all their voting for them. Okay. But they're very scared. They're scared of what's going on right now. And everybody should be. If we don't, this is the miracle we've been looking for. This is what I've been talking for on the news. I said the other day, they go, Mike, they canceled your Twitter. This was the New York Times or one of the big papers going, because they call me all day long now. And they go, Mike, Twitter canceled you. How are you going to get your message out? And I said to him, I said, you guys are doing that for me. You keep printing this garbage. And Mike has no evidence. Mike has no evidence. Don't talk about Dominion. Dominion, sue me, double down, Dominion, you know, and it's going to be, we have to be, before they suppress and squish it, you know, the urgency of this documentary was they tried to take Mike Lindell out. They tried to take us all out, Eric, suppress the voices, starting with the president. Jack Dorsey, I really believe he's part of this, and I do believe that he will end up in a very confined place, if you know what I mean.
Are you now? That's a huge, huge thing to say. I was going to ask you, are there names that we would recognize that were involved in this? Why would Jack Dorsey risk everything? I mean, the man is extremely wealthy. You're saying that he, when you say he was involved in this, you obviously mean in a criminal sense. What? Go ahead.
You know, and I don't know that, but, you know, to make accusations, there was a case by Dr. Sheba in Massachusetts, and the Secretary of State called Jack Dorsey or called Twitter, and they shut down the information that Dr. Sheba had. Well, they have proof of that. So the judge ordered a restraining order on Twitter that they can't do that, that the government, here's the government calling Twitter and telling them what to do. Okay. And they complied. Now there's it's so deep, and it's so, it just, the reason I'm, and then you have my personal evidence, Jack Dorsey's running my Twitter, or they're running my Twitter when they told me it was suspended. My friends are going, why did you retweet that? Why did you retweet that? Acting like I was okay with this election. You
know? Actually, that does seem criminal. In other words, that
Absolutely.
They're posing as you on Twitter. Right. Okay. Yes. I mean, you know, Mike, you're such a fire hose. That's a compliment that, you know, I've heard you mention this before, but it's like, I always want to hit pause and say, wait a second. I mean, the idea that they were doing this, that's a big thing that they would be impersonating you on Twitter as you. I mean, that definitely seems to me criminal from what I know.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, look, is the president aware of this? This is another question people have. Where is he? Does he know what's going on? Does it matter? Is he going to do anything about this? He's going to be impeached. You know, there's a kind of a madness. And I think most people, that's why they're skeptical at this point, because we've heard so much. Do you have a sense that he even cares at this point? Does he?
I don't know. I don't know about all that. You hear different things that when they go into these impeachment hearings, what's going to go on? You hear the lawyers aren't going to do this or they're going to do that. My mission is to get this out there. I think if the president sees everyone in this country and the world, for that matter, that they all go, wow, there's 100%. There's the evidence he's been talking about. He's been talking about this, Eric, for 2 months. I mean, he sees it. And I want everyone that you think of this conversation he had with the Secretary of State of Georgia. I want everyone is bizarre. He calls him up, or they call him up, Brad Raffensperger, whatever his name is. And he's the Secretary of State of Georgia. He said, hey, we have 8,000 dead people, 22,000 non-residents, 20,000 minors that voted. You have all these silos in Georgia of people that absolutely can't vote. And he says, I lost Georgia by 11,730. Just give me one of this silo here, or give me two, and I win.
Right.
And the Secretary of State goes, those are the wrong numbers.
Hold on. All right, we're going to be right back talking to Mike Lindell. Unbelievable.
It's going to roll around once more when it does. It will even up.
Folks, I'm talking to Mike Lindell. If you want to go to mystore.com, mypillow.com, please use the code Eric. Mike, you have been viciously, viciously attacked. People hate you, and they think that, you know, you're evil and you're supporting an evil president. They've tried to cancel me. And we're living in crazy times. But you believe in what you're doing. This is from your heart, as an American, as a Christian. You believe this is true, and that's why you've spent your own money and your own time. I'm not cynical about this. I know you. So what do you think is going to happen? Because a lot of prophets have said they believe this is going to be a Red Sea moment. And a lot of people that I trust, that I take seriously, have said things like this. So it sounds like what you're saying, I don't know. You know, sometimes your heart, you hope, and you get disappointed over and over and over, and then you cease to hope because it's just too much. You know, so you're telling us this time it's going to happen. So why would we believe it this time? Because again, this is tough.
Right. Well, first of all, Eric, people don't hate us. It's the bots and trolls and the attack groups and the media and this deep state or these China coming in, these communists. It's the people, even talking about politics, Democrats, Republicans, don't matter. We're all under attack right now. But here's the thing I want everybody to hear. God doesn't have these dates of November 3rd, December 14th, January 6th, January 20th. Okay, all this, I'm looking at all this sounds fair. Why did this come in so late? Why did I have to get involved with this? You know, why am I chosen? I can look at it and say, because I have the biggest platform out there that and can take the attacks and to keep putting it out there and putting it out there. God chose me for such a time as this. And he brings me all this evidence, the evidence that is 100% where there's absolutely no doubt. So I have that confidence. Now, do I say when we put this out there, my job was what I prayed was to get this out there, which is going to happen in a big, big way. Now, everyone's going to say, well, what are they going to do then? What are they going to do?
Well, correct. You know, that's the question. Right.
Right. The answer is, I don't know what God's got planned, but I do know this. What are the odds that this evidence that we have this now? What are the odds that everybody, that all the evidence that was there with all the states for dead people and all this, that everybody said, oh, that's not real. What are the odds of that? You know, this was all things that had to happen to get us where we are right now. If this didn't happen, everybody needs to know this. These machines and these attacks by this new world order, our lives would have been over forever. You think of where we're at right now. Think of this big movie we're in. We're in the dark, the bad part of the movie, but I consider it the good part of the movie because we got the cards. And we have God. And what's going to happen here is when this gets through, it's going to manifest into everybody's prayed for grace, pray for God's grace. He's given us grace. He's given us more time. And it's going to be the biggest revival in history. And if he's not, then we're in end times. Either way, we win. If you're saved, get on your knees and surrender to the Lord. It's pretty either way.
Well, you know something, Mike? So many people have been talking that there's revival coming, that are all these things coming. And I'm somebody that, I'm on both sides in a sense because I have friends way on either side of this. I was talking to a wonderful journalist yesterday. She's not on board with any of this stuff. And I know that folks like that, they are profoundly skeptical. They cannot begin to believe that we might be right. Because they have they've taken in a certain narrative, and so I really do have grace for them in the sense that I don't even expect them to believe it because they live in a world where none of this information is going to get to them. They've heard that all the judges that looked at the evidence, they're Trump appointees, and they said there's nothing here and we're not going to consider it. And there's a lot of information out there. So what you're saying, of course, at the last minute, I mean, we're way past the last minute, right?
But no, we're not. 11:59. That's where we're in. This is it right now. And what I'm saying, Eric, I think what you were saying, even I don't care who you are. If you're the most skeptical person on the earth, you go, there's no evidence. I'm a Democrat. Wherever you sit politically, I'm saying when you see this, you're going to go, wow. And you're going to see the miracle in this that God showed us all this at 11:59 so that people see it as a miracle. Everyone needs to see this as a miracle to save our country, to get us back to one nation under God. Because you know what? Everyone right now, once you consider what I'm telling you, even you, Eric, if I'm telling you all this and you see this tomorrow, even you are going to say, wow, this is the miracle. I know that. You've been praying for a miracle. So have a lot of millions and millions of people and people from all around the world. I want to tell you how big this is. There's presidents of other countries, and I'm not going to name them, that called me personally, and a couple of them are very big countries. They are so worried because two of them have the same machines in their country, and these guys are going for the world. They're not just going for the U.S. You know, Ronald Reagan said once that America is the shining city on the hill, And we are the beacon of light for freedom everywhere. And when the lights go out here, they would go out everywhere. And that's what the world's looking at. And they're hoping for that miracle.
Well, listen, I've been saying that forever, that my book, If You Can Keep It, which is available at your website, mystore.com. When I wrote that book, I saw this and I knew this was true. And it's why I've been so vocal in the last election, in this election, because I see what you're saying, that this is not just another election. This is unfortunately huge. Now, when you say they are going to, they're going for the whole world. Do you mean China? Who do you mean?
Yeah. I really believe it's all China. I believe it's communists. It's communism. And you just said, unfortunately, this is the opportunity of a lifetime, that we're the ones that this, we're the generation, we're the in the moment in time that are going to stop this, because what would have ever stopped this? You know, you think of, and I will tell you this too, I'm going to put this out there. There's evidence that they tried this in 2016, but they didn't have enough servers overseas. They only had 7 of them. And this is now, this, I'm not, that's, this is back. I heard this from one of the insiders. The 7th server on the night of the election in 2016, that guy decided he would not do this and he walked off the course. So that saved the election. Otherwise they would have stole that. No.
Okay, we're going to be right back, folks. I'm talking to Mike Lindell. Go to mystore.com, mypillow.com. Use the code Eric. Thank you. Welcome back. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. And hey, Albin, guess what?
Guess what? What?
I have a new book out. I really, I don't like to talk about it, but I feel I probably should bring it up now and again. It's called Fish Out of Water, A Search for the Meaning of Life. And it's the story of my early years before I had my faith explosion around my 25th birthday.
Oh, wait a minute. You wrote that?
Yes, I wrote it. It's called Fish Out of Water, and it's by Eric Metaxas, and I go by that name. And it's actually a fun read, and I want to just say that there's a lot of humor in it, and it's all true. It's all the insanity is true. And you, the fact that you enjoyed the read means everything to me, because I always think, I don't know, if my friends like it, I will have scored.
No, I really did. I honestly liked it. And I read the uncorrected proof. I did not get all those color photographs, which are in the final.
You're going to get them. Don't you worry. You're going to get them.
Well,
I have to say that this is really serious. There's a lot of, we know this, a lot of censorship on the internet, and it is hurting us financially, because we get on YouTube, we have ads on YouTube. Facebook has shadow banned me. I barely can post on this. We're living in crazy times. We know that, right? But I try to speak my mind. I love my country, and I do my best. So, folks, if you want to support us, I should say one of the ways you can do that is go to mypillow.com or mystore.com and use the code Eric. We'd be very grateful to you. You can buy most of my books at mystore.com. Great prices, and when you use the code Eric, obviously everything is discounted. And mypillow.com, we know Mike Lindell has been dramatically censored, and it's just, I have to say, as an American, it really offends me. It's wrong. And even if I disagree with somebody, and this has happened in the past where I feel like people have been really mean to liberals, and I will speak up. I'll say, look, it's just not right. You're supposed to be above that. We should be able to hear other people, give them the benefit of the doubt. I know that people on the other side of these issues often are very, very sincere, and we have to give them that. But then it would be nice if they would allow us to make our arguments. And, you know, so we're living in weird times. But I did want to say that because of that, one of our few outlets is this radio program. I'm grateful to Salem. Radio, Salem Media for that, and grateful to Salem for publishing my book, fish out of water. Thrilled, actually, that they're the ones doing that. I guess I should say also, if you're not subscribed to our YouTube channel, please do find us on Rumble, because we're posting all of our controversial videos on Rumble. If you want to learn, for example, how to make a pipe bomb, we won't post a video like that. But we're posting our other controversial videos because people have gotten so crazy that if you say something that they don't approve of, they accuse you of inciting violence. So we're posting stuff on Rumble, on Twitter, on Parler. I'm sorry, on Gab. Parler, like what happened to Parler?
I don't know. It went the way of the dodo bird, I guess.
Yeah. Did you know, Albin, and I wanted to close on this, I saw the last living dodo bird. It's from the 17th century. It's mummified in a cardboard box at the Oxford Museum of Natural History. And I got a private tour, and they took us into a room, and they opened up the box, and there was a mummified dodo bird. And I honestly, it's hard to explain, like you just feel like honored that you get to see this. Wow. Was literally the last one. They had it in a box.
I gotta say, I am impressed, and it does not take a lot to impress
me. But it that's very funny, but it's true. All right, folks, thank you for listening, and please tell your friends.